ولنا أشرف. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مولانا.
How are you keeping مولانا؟
Alhamdulillah.
ما شاء الله. Nice chatting to you مولانا. Very interesting pick this morning. Empire of Fear inside the Islamic State.
Yes, مولانا. This book, Empire of Fear, by Andrew Hoskin, published already in 2015, September 2015, is really an interesting read. The book starts off with a quotation from the political commentator based in the UK, Dr. Azam Tamimi, in response to a question that what is the Islamic State? He responds and states that ISIS is a very desperate, insane response to a very deep crisis. And I think this sets the tone for the rest of the book, where the author tries to show that there are really very enormously complicated but logical steps to the rise of this terror organization, its horrifying rise. And the author does a thorough job, I believe, to build the chronology around this. He looks at the first Jordanian leader of ISIS, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who we know was an Afghan veteran. He fought in the Afghan war. And he was in prison, and there I think he was radicalized and in a sense developed this very extreme position of eradicating what he terms as apostasy in the form of anyone who does not subscribe to a very narrow Salafist type of ideology. Any other type of Muslim, they have very clear ideas about Christians, Yazidis, Shias, and many others. The author then, in a very, very clear way, shows the events and the chronology from 1996 to 2003 and beyond. He shows also how the U.S. supported the formation of the Shia militia. I think he gives this part of the book too little treatment, but there are other studies that show this very clearly. And he shows then the reaction to this from the Sunni population. He shows also how Iran funded and supported the political elite in Iraq, and that their government really had no support from the ordinary Iraqis. The author claims that the followers of the Islamic State, Daesh, adhered to a specific blueprint and what he calls embarked on a bloodthirsty campaign to purge the area of the Shia enemies. And they employed a number of means, terror means, that he shows this very, very clearly in the book. And this culminated them in then in their declaration in 2014 of a caliphate. And this khilafat, they said, was based in Mosul. And then he also looks at the reasons for this, how the U.S. Disastrous decision to dissolve the Ba'ath Party led to the fact that many embittered generals joined this Islamic State. And they are actually Ba'athists who now just are transformed into members of the Islamic State. After Zarqawi's death in June 2006, the next leader and the future Khalif of the Islamic State under the name Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi followed the terrorist strategy that was laid down in a manual that he cites from, called The Management of Savagery, suicide bombs, massacres, beheadings, abduction, rapes of women and children. And he says they terrorized the population of the Anbar province. And al-Baghdadi made the crucial decision then in 2011 to enter into the Syrian civil war. And this then gave the group a new motive and a new impetus that led to the declaration of the Caliphate. So Hoskin does, I think, a very good job in sorting out the American reaction to this, the failure of the Iraqi leadership in the form of Nouri al-Maliki, and also how the IS became one of the richest terrorist groups in the world. When I gave this book to a colleague, a non-Muslim colleague of mine, he found the book quite frightening. And one of the things about it was the quick and exponential growth and the quick rise to power of the Islamic State. But in all, I think the book is tremendously useful for the history that it explains. But it is outdated. We know that in the last week we have seen the Islamic State losing the very, very crucial area of Tabiq, and also now on the brink of giving up Mosul. So this really puts the whole thing into another perspective for us. But I think it also creates an opportunity for us to look at the situation analyze the situation very carefully. The various factions that we have amongst the rebel groups, Jabhat al-Nusra, for example, is different from the Islamic State in that Jabhat al-Nusra claim that they are not really fighting for a state. The aim is not a state. The aim is simply to defend the innocent Muslim lives, so happens to be Sunni lives, that they are defending there from the terror that they have to face under the Assad regime. The Sunnis are also now, with the loss of Mosul, at the mercy of the Shia militias, and commentators say that warts and all, Daesh and Islamic State are really better than living under the Shias and leaving the Sunni of Mosul to the mercy of the Shias. Turkey's reaction and Erdogan's own pronouncements that Turkey have a historical link to Mosul and that they will not leave the Sunni population there in Mosul to the mercy of Assad and Shia militia, who are backed and funded by Iran, is really a welcome step. The flight of the Islamic State, just today, somebody said that the flight of the Islamic State militia and the Islamic State members from Mosul and to other places simply means that the Sunni population or the innocent population in the areas to which they flee become the next target for U.S. strikes and Russian strikes and even Turkish strikes. So it is at the expense of innocent people that these movements take place and the consequences of this type of war. at the same time, I think Jabhat al-Nusra and even secular groups such as the FS are really giving some good reasons why they should not leave Aleppo to the mercy of Assad, and why they should continue to fight from Aleppo despite Turkish calls that they should leave. Commentators are really who are sympathetic to the rebels have questioned the role of Turkey in some sense. Turkey and Russia are strange bedfellows. We know that they're sharing military equipment now, and Turkey's foreign policy is really difficult to make sense of. I'm sure you've had other programs on this question. The Turkish foreign minister condemning Jabhat al-Nusra just last week, whereas if we look at the Jabhat al-Nusra, really the only group who are standing up, the only Sunni group who are standing up to the terror there, Turkish aerial strikes, these commentators are saying, are no different from the strikes of the U.S. What is the end game for Turkey? They're questioning. Turkey wants to or would have to restore the country then to the status quo before. In other words, an Iraqi Shia leadership in any case. But Maulana, we can only listen to all this commentary and speculate, and we don't really know what the situation is. Clearly, we'll be listening to a lot of reports. And we can just pray for the innocent lives. In any case, this book, Empire of Fear, by Andrew Hodgkin, is a useful and insightful study of the spread of the Islamic State. And he really does an excellent job of sorting out the reaction of America, the failure of the Nouri al-Maliki leadership, and how ISIS turned out to be the richest terrorist group in the world. It was rated as one of the 10 best books in September 2015. And the author, Andrew Hodgkin, is really well-placed to write the book. He is a seasoned writer. He's a senior BBC reporter for many years now. He's covered the 9/11 events. He's covered the Arab Spring, and he's looked at and tracked the Islamic State since 2003. And so he does a good job. He's certainly very, very thorough, and in some cases, I think he expresses some sort of a one-sided view. But in any case, for most part, I think he's quite level-headed, bringing us up to speed with the history, Mawlana.
MashaAllah, wonderful stuff, Mawlana. How long is this book?
Mawlana, the book is an easy read. It's not a difficult read. It's because of his very engaging journalistic style. The book covers a lot of information. It's 270 odd pages. There are extensive notes after that, but it's 270 pages. The book costs 230 rands from Exclusive Books. There's a Kindle version available. There's paperback available it is also available for free download from the blogspot Empire of Fear Inside the Islamic State Book .blogspot.co.za. So it's available for free download also, which you can probably then read on your device.
Well, Jazakallah khair and wonderful stuff. We hope to speak to you next week, inshallah.
Yes, Mona, the title again, Empire of Fear, by Andrew Hodgkin. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.